The Holman Prize is very much about promoting the adventurous spirit of blind and partially sighted people and changing people's perception of people with sight loss. Each year, three winners are chosen and their $25,000 awards are given to accomplish three specific tasks. The Holman Prize is presented by Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco, and their Chief Executive Officer, Brian Bashan, joins me now to explain more. So, Brian, thank you very much indeed for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Can I begin by asking you, how did the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired get started, and what exactly does it do?
Yes, we're one of the oldest philanthropies in the West concerning blindness. We started in 1902, so we're 116 years old, and in that fine American tradition, so much of blindness services are based not in government, but in private philanthropy. And we've grown and we've increased our services because of the generosity of our community. What do we do? If you're blind, if you're newly blind, if you've been blind for a while and want to sharpen your skills, we train all the basic skills of blindness, so braille, cane travel, orientation with a white cane, that kind of thing. A lot of agencies do that. We also do very many community activities that bring blind people together, because we find that when you newly become blind, or if you've been blind for a while and are deciding to do something with your life, finding successful blind people is absolutely critical in motivating people to take the next steps in their life. It's a very robust organization indeed.
So let me ask you then, Brian, how did the idea of the Holman Prize come about, and what do you look for in candidates?
We've been very fortunate with public philanthropy, and we wanted not just to spend money directly on our services in California, but also to stimulate ambitious, boundary-pushing activities by blind people worldwide. You know, at the Lighthouse, we feel that to be successful in blindness, you need more than just the narrow skills of blindness. Those are very important. You also need a certain image in your head of blind people being successful and sometimes even outrageous. That tends to shatter the myths of what people think about blindness. And we think that's almost as important as all the other hard work people have to put in order to be successful. The limiting concepts of blindness, I'm a blind guy myself, are not just what's the right keystrokes on the computer or how do I get around, but also, do I have a right to be here? Can I do something that's outside the norm? Can I define my own world and my own projects? And can I be the master of my own fate instead of passively accepting my lot? And that's really the genesis for the Holman Prize.
Okay, so that sounds like a fabulous way of actually putting it. So the candidates come in, and this particular time we are celebrating the success of Red Zell and winning one of the three individual prizes. What was unique about his idea, his challenge that made you go for him?
Well, you know, we have every year many applicants who want to do something really boundary pushing and athletic. But Red combines that, and certainly his proposal is daring and demanding, but also he's a fantastic communicator about the need to push your limits, which might be getting out of the house or taking a trip in the tube independently, or any of the things that we do every day to support our families or earn a living or live independently. Red is exceptionally articulate. It probably doesn't hurt that he comes from the country where James Holman came from a couple of hundred years ago. James Holman, that sea captain, mm-hmm. or that sea lieutenant who became blind and then didn't sit on his laurels, but traveled the world and became the most traveled human being of the 19th century.
Yeah, of course, I know the name from it. I've heard it many times over the years here. Let me ask you a final question just now then, Brian. So Red is all set to go for his challenge. It's going to be taking place over the coming months. If any blind or partially sighted person is listening to this and fancies having a go for next year, how best can they do so? How can they get the information they will need?
Sure. Well, there are a couple of ways, but our website is probably the gateway to all of that, and that is www.lighthouse-sf, like San Francisco, .org. There you can have links to the Holman Prize. You can see all the applicants from this year and last year. You can see the videos. You'll have a link to YouTube where you can see their actual video pitches, and you can follow along with some of the other Holman Prize winners. Like next week, in fact, last year's prize winner, Ahmed Estenol, is going to kayak across the Bosphorus Strait, do that solo using blind technique. So we've got Holman Prize winners all over the globe doing things that are going to lift our conception of what blindness is.
And I know Red is especially looking forward to his challenge, which is coming up very, very shortly. Brian Bashan, the Chief Executive Officer for the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco, thank you very much indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's my pleasure.